This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are, together again on the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I've been trained in endurance. Yes, I have physical stamina. I have psychological stamina. I have mental stamina, spiritual stamina. Yes, I've been doing this for a long time, boys and girls. And I have, in order to survive among the, I'm suggesting I have to survive with Jennifer or Victoria. Some days I feel like I need a little more strength than others. You know how it is. Pushing physically, emotionally, all
we
that good stuff.
We know how it is, Dougie.
How is it, Jennifer?
We know how it is.
All right. So let's, I think you should bring me to Shake Shack for Father's Day, Jennifer. What do you think?
Well, good I idea. Hope that I would not bring you to this particular Shake Shack, and no. That is the Shake Shack in New York City where three New York police officers were taken to the hospital this week after drinking milkshakes that contained a foreign substance that many believe was bleach. Was a Shake Shack restaurant in Manhattan.
Purposely?
I would imagine. All officers, all three in uniform, are expected to survive. The NYPD has not confirmed what was in the drink on Monday night, but the Police Benevolent Association, which is one of the police unions, said in a statement that members thought the substance was bleach. The contamination was not discovered until the cops had already ingested a large portion of the beverage. They are currently at a hospital receiving treatment. They are expected to recover. According to a New York City official, they said the initial indication is that the substance was bleach. Shake Shack said it was disturbed by the incident, and they said they're working with...
Disturbed by the incident? That's what they said?
Understatement of the year.
Good God.
Said on Twitter, we are horrified by the reports of police officers injured at our 200 Broadway shack in Manhattan. We are working with police in their investigation right now. Now, New York City has had a lot of protests. There's been a lot of back and forth between the mayor, the police chief, police officers, the police union. It has been one of the hot zones, I think, that we've watched, as you would expect in a big city across the country. And certainly, it's unclear whether this is retribution against cops, but it sure looks like it. And this kind of goes hand in hand with the story out of Las Vegas where a police officer was shot in the head on the Las Vegas Strip during a protest on the death of George Floyd. This was a few weeks ago, but the family just released a report that the officer, Shay Michelonis, who is 29 and married, I think he's a father as well, he was shot on June 1st in the protest in the back of the head. The family released a statement saying that he is expected to stay on a ventilator. He is also expected to be paralyzed from the neck down, but they did celebrate the news that he's tentatively been accepted at a spine rehabilitation center. The family is thanking doctors and nurses at the University Medical Center in Las Vegas for their care. Some of the community has come together for support and fundraising. They thank them as well. So,
you know, I mean, everybody needs to take a...
It's happening on all sides, and everybody, I just hope, takes a breath and just values it. We're talking about Black Lives Matter. Let's just take a breath and remembering that the life really is the key there. And we got to figure out how to fix this without killing each other.
There's so much anger. There's a story about six people that work for eBay charged with cyberstalking. Authorities say that they harassed a couple who wrote negative reviews about stuff that they bought on eBay. They have an online newsletter, apparently eBay does. So the attorney general, or whoever, U.S. attorney in Boston, announced the charges and detailed the information about this systematic harassment. It included that the workers found out who it was that wrote the negative reviews of products. So they sent cockroaches to the couple's home. They installed or tried to install a GPS tracker on their car. And they ran an ad on eBay advertising their home as a party spot for swingers. So this...
It's charming.
Well, you know, it does sort of... I always wondered what happens if you write negative reviews about some product comes from a big, powerful company. Can they get back at you? And no. Do they? And would they?
All I know is that, speaking from, like, my dad's longtime girlfriend, Cynthia, has had a restaurant in California.
Great Italian food.
It's great. And yeah. But the Yelp reviews, you live or die by Yelp reviews. And if she happens to get a negative one, and a lot of times it'll be if people can't get something for free. People really act terribly when they go out and dine. I mean, she's told me all sorts of horror stories. But if they don't get something that they want, typically they'll write a bad review. Or maybe they have an instance of bad service. I mean, it's whatever it is.
Yeah.
You live and die by that Yelp review, and you really can't get it taken down. So she'll go through and answer everyone on behalf of the restaurant, but you can never really get those things removed. And people can say horrific things that are not true, that have no backing, and that can really ruin the reputation of an establishment. It's really...
Facebook posts?
On Yelp.
On Yelp. Yelp.
Yeah,
posts.
As a review.
Okay.
And I think it's interesting because... you can rebuke
it's
them,
good
but
that she's
you can't
responding,
take them down.
Though. Yeah, because I read Yelp all the time, and it is horrible, and Yelp reviews can definitely really harm a restaurant's reputation, but it is good that she's at least responding, because as soon as I see, and this is just me, and I think a lot of people are pretty reasonable, if you see a bad review, and then the owner of the restaurant or the manager responds and sort of counters whatever claim they're making, I tend to just throw that entire review away, and I don't judge the restaurant for it.
Yeah.
So it's good that she's responding.
If anybody writes a negative review about my farm, any of the things that happen at the farm, and it doesn't happen, thankfully, knock on wood, very often, but I always answer them. I always invite them to come back.
Yeah.
I always want to find out when they're there so I can see them myself and find out what their beef is if they don't explain it well on the air. I mean, on the site. I don't, fortunately, have that much stuff. I mean, it's probably happened two or three times in the last 3 or 4 years. It was always silly little stuff that people didn't understand. Why don't you have maple walnut? Just stuff like that.
This is it. It's like, okay, I love social media and I hate social media all at the same time. There's a lot of back and forth for me. But everybody is now a food critic, right? It used to be that you used to have like the one guy who wrote for the local newspaper and he was a food critic. Now everybody gets to be. And, you know, some people take themselves a little seriously.
Yeah, so the number one food critic in Boston has been fired by the newspaper and television station that he worked for because someplace back in the dark ages, he said something that was deemed controversial about some black restaurant somewhere, a black-owned restaurant, and so he's now on the outs. So, again, this kind of stuff goes, I don't even know what he said, frankly, but I think when something is done a number of years ago, and it was just about, it wasn't about the boss, it was just about the food, and it happened to be a black-owned restaurant, and so now he's been, that's the pendulum going too far, it seems to me, the other way.
Well, we don't know what he said, though, so it could be circumstantial that it happens to be a black-owned restaurant. Food critics can, you know, way worse than Yelp, food critics can make or break a business, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So, we don't know what he said.
What do we think of Barbara Streisand giving George Floyd's
daughter?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how much
she gave her, but she gave her Disney
stock
shares.
In Disney. Yeah. Right.
Isn't that weird? I don't know. I just think this.
Well, but Barbara Streisand is weird. You know,
but then she also gave this little girl two of her albums from the 60s.
She's crazy.
What? I mean, like, if Barbara Streisand gave me two albums from the 60s, I'd be like, thank you, Miss Streisand, and I'd put them away.
I would say, can I have your Disney stock? You can keep the albums.
I'd be like, well, I don't know. I was a little perplexed by this. It's nice that she wanted to do something, but, like, and I'm no fan of Kanye's, but Kanye set up a college fund for this little girl.
Yeah,
and Barbara
like
gives
more
her...
useful.
Yeah.
Good album.
Yeah.
For the record player, she doesn't have problems.
Right.
Like a young person.
Now, yeah. Look, maybe the Disney stock is a great deal. I don't know. I don't know what Disney stock
goes stock is pretty valuable, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you're going to hold it long term, because, mm-hmm. If you're going to cash it out in a couple months, it's probably not worth it. But she's probably saying, here's something that you can hold on to for a while. So I get that, I guess. It's weird. You would think you would just hand over some money, but the albums? Really bad?
Yeah, the albums.
So you're going to laugh at this. I'm driving back from...
You love Barbara Streisand. I know.
Well, I do like her music, actually. I do like Barbara Streisand's music.
And you probably cried a little when you did it.
No, I didn't. My only encounter with her ever was at the pet. 100%. I used to go to a vet in Los Angeles who was deemed vet to the stars. And one day I brought Charlotte when I had... Yeah, it was, I think, toward the end of... Charlotte's life. She and I were in the vet, and Barbara Streisand walked in with her two little dogs, and she, and I think
she
it was...
She cloned them.
She cloned them, yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, I think so, one of them she cloned, and now she's got, but she cloned them several times. I don't know. It's weird. She said it basically didn't really work, so...
It didn't take the first time she could do it
try it again. So anyway, I'm driving
really
back...
the dog that I wanted to clone, so...
Let that be a lesson to all you weirdo cloners out there. It's a shell.
I'm driving back from New York Saturday morning, and I'm listening on the station in Albany. It's a classic hit station, and they're playing an old rerun of Casey Kasem's American Top 40. And it was from 1977, and one of his stories, Casey used to tell some great stories about the stars, and he said, coming after this, the story of the woman who is the only person to have won an Oscar and a Grammy and to have 5 number one hits. And I thought to myself immediately, it's Barbara Streisand. And I was right. Ha-ha.
Hey,
yeah, right. All right, so there's my Barbara Streisand story. It's 17.
That's a great one.
You'll be like, you like...
Tell it again, Dougie. Tell it again.
Vic, the two of you. Leave me alone. It's 18 after the hour, almost 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. People tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there, too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other websites because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
These are the High Women, Crowded Table, the name of the song. We get started by focusing on the nominations for the 2020 Americana Honors and Awards. They have been announced. The annual event set to take place in September at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium. Well, they haven't really revealed when I'm not sure.
We don't know what it's going to look like yet. We don't know if it's going to be like socially distanced in the audience. If there will be an audience, we're not sure.
Brandi Carlile, who is a frequent Americana nominee, shows up among the Artist of the Year hopefuls. Several times in other categories as well, both as a member of the All-Star Quartet, the High Women, and as a collaborator on Tanya Tucker's thrilling While I'm Livin', the High Women's self-titled debut up for the Album of the Year, and their Crowded Table, co-written by Ms. Carlile with the bandmate Natalie Hemby and Laurie McKenna, up for Song of the Year. Carlile gets an additional mention as producer of fellow Artist of the Year nominees Tucker's While I'm Living alongside Shooter Jennings as a co-writer. Does all this become confusing? Do we get all of these names? And what's the important part of this is that, for me anyway, as I look at this, that there are more women involved for the first time. Wasn't that one of the real big criticisms of country music, that they don't they don't recognize, and they're not letting women move up the ranks?
Yes, that is definitely, and they're not getting the airplay that they deserve. That's certainly happening in country music. Apparently in the Americana genre, though, women are thriving, which is great.
Yeah. So what's the difference?
I just don't know where the Americana genre is being played on radio.
Yeah, I don't know where it goes.
It's all over Sirius. It's on Sirius XM, and you can, you know, certainly on, you know, Spotify and any type of streaming service that you have. But where, I don't know where it's being played on conventional radio.
Please explain or define Americana, what Americana music is, please. How do we?
It's folk. It's folk music. What the boomers call folk is now called Americana. Singer, songwriter, folk music.
Yeah. So perhaps Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel are we talking about?
If they get back together and they put out a new album, sure. Yeah. That would be Americana.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But there's some country crossover. So, yeah. Like, the Tanya Tucker here, she's now kind of also considered Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see.
High women, too. Or
yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's up for Album of the Year? The album's called And It's Still All Right, Nathaniel Ratliff.
That's a great album. Ratliff. Yeah, that's a great album. Mm-hmm.
Tyler Childers' Country Squire. The High Women self-titled album. Jamie by Brittany Howard. And While I'm Living, an album from Tanya Tucker. Okay, so that's interesting. Artist of the Year nominees for the Americana Awards. Brandi Carlile, Brittany Howard, John Prine, Tanya Tucker, Yola. I have the slightest idea who's Yola.
Yola is a British singer-songwriter who's now kind of in this genre. Great voice.
Really?
A little bit soul. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I almost said Yoda when I looked at her name. Mm-hmm. Off by a vowel. Off by a consonant. Let's see. The nominations for Duo or Group of the Year go to the Black Pumas, Drive-By Truckers, The High Women, Buddy and Julie Miller, and Our Native Daughters. So this genre is strange to me, although I must admit I don't keep up as much as I used to with pop music because it doesn't sing to me. But
it's not Frankie Valli.
Well,
it's okay. You and my mother are the same person. It's fine.
Okay, fine.
My mom doesn't get anything that isn't Frankie Valli either. So,
good.
Or Elvis.
Good for her.
Or
I
the
know.
Beatles.
Your mother and I have to meet. I know
yes.
Jennifer's mother. Your mother and I have to meet under the circumstances. She listens to us with regularity anyway, right? I feel like I know her.
Yes.
Circumstances. 28 after the hour. That's, what'd you say?
Take our moms out like a double.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is scheduled to sign an executive order on police reforms today. He said yesterday he'll offer up some solutions in a comprehensive order that's about justice and safety. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms making some changes after the questionable police shooting death of a black suspect last Friday evening in a Wendy's parking lot there. The mayor yesterday issuing several orders, including that officers have a duty to intervene if they see another officer using excessive force.
Our police officers are to be guardians and not warriors.
The FCC is investigating a huge T-Mobile network outage that affected customers coast to coast yesterday. They say the outage is unacceptable. T-Mobile says voice and texting services have now been restored. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Could this be a year without Major League Baseball? Well, the Players Association says they are disgusted after League Commissioner Rob Manfred reversed course yesterday on some comments he had made earlier about the league's chances to have a 2020 season. Manfred saying yesterday he is no longer confident there will be one. Just a week ago, he declared baseball would be, quote, unequivocally played this year. The association and MLB owners have failed to agree, though, on a proposal to begin the season after its coronavirus shutdown. Scientists at the University of Nottingham are estimating there could be more than 30 civilizations of intelligent life in our Milky Way galaxy. The civilizations would all be at minimum about 17,000 light years away from us, though, which would make them practically impossible to communicate with using our current technology, though perhaps they have better technology. The estimate is based on the assumption that life forms in the same way and in the same time frame as it does here on Earth. The European Space Agency's NASA-launched Solar Orbiter made its first relatively close pass of the sun yesterday, getting as close as 48 million miles from it. That's about halfway between the Earth and the sun, but the closest that a man-made orbiter has ever passed by the big star. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we go, 34 after the hour. It's the DJV program. Are you listening to us in a digitized way? Are you listening on a digital radio or on Alexa or what are some of the other ways that you can get digital transmission, Victoria? You're the technical expert here. Everything's not digital though now, right? Some of the
In my world is you're still winding up a clock, so I don't know.
Well, you've got Google.
I have an electric. Oh, just a second here. I have an electric clock powered by a AAA battery.
And nothing really works. You haven't slept in once this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, last week was a different story.
Out the one from China last week. Exactly. All right. So we're on a path of not death and destruction, but investigation. And I want to know. You know what they say? Inquiring minds want to know who is the first black bachelor. If this isn't pandering to what the current situation is, why hasn't there been a black guy before this?
That's the real question. Fans of The Bachelor, and I have tuned in and out intermittently throughout the years.
I've tuned out.
I think, Jen, you probably watch it more than I do. But
I watched a few seasons. A lot of gaps.
Yeah. So fans of this show have been calling to have a Black Bachelor for years. Like, this is not something new. There has been a Black Bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay. She was the first Black Bachelorette back in 2017. She, at the time...
So she totally picked the wrong guy, from what I understand. But she's
yes.
still with him. Okay.
Yeah, they are still together, but yeah. She got a beast of a mother-in-law in that package. Woo. But anyway, so...
I'm checking out on this conversation. Call me
so anyway, so yeah, so fans have been saying, like, why isn't there a Black Bachelor? This show has been on since... how long has the show been on? Close to 20 years, right? I mean, we've got to be coming up on 20 years at some point soon. So they finally have announced that there will be the first Black Bachelor. His name is Matt James. And for me, it's the 25th season. Jeez. So it took them 25 years.
But they do two a year, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it took them 25 seasons to have a Black Bachelor.
And he's
does
hot.
The timing feel disingenuous for me?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I don't know how long Matt James has been in the pipeline. Apparently, if you are a fan of the show, you have already seen him. In one of the seasons recently, he made an appearance because his roommate is Tyler Cameron, who was on The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. He
was. Where do they find these guys? How do they do auditions? How do you know?
Casting
like, I might
calls.
Want to apply.
Casting.
Why can't I be a bachelor?
Because
I want to
you're
be
too
a...
old. Yeah. Well, actually, no. Weren't they going to launch, like, a old man?
Yeah, they were. We
but
talked
see,
about
everything
this.
Everything got put on
Remember,
hold
I
because
applied.
Of coronavirus.
I applied for that. Remember?
They can't have a bunch of skeevy people living in a house and breathing all over each other during coronavirus. Yeah, these people are...
Oh, you can't turn into a nursing home, is what she's saying, Doug.
Well, no, I'm saying that there's a lot of spit-swapping going on in the bachelor pad, so...
Say what? What goes
there's
on?
There's a lot of spit swapping. So there's a lot of, you know.
Really?
There's just a lot happening. So I think the coronavirus. And I'm actually, whatever happened to Claire's season? Because Claire was actually the Bachelorette, and then shooting stopped because of coronavirus, and now that never finished, right?
Well, yeah.
Are they
going to
skip her and then bring on Matt James? Or
I guess so, yeah. Apparently he was scheduled to be one of the men on her season.
Yeah,
and
I think he was on the season because I've seen him before.
Yeah, and then so they pulled him out of that season, and now they're this is the part that I just think is so disingenuous. You've had Black Bachelor, contestants before. You could have easily found someone. I mean, this guy, he's from North Carolina. He played football at Wake Forest University. He's super smart. He majored in economics. He tried out for the NFL, didn't make it, but he's a good-looking guy. He's smart. It's not like this is a novelty. There are a lot of guys like this that they could have chosen for numerous years, but for whatever reason, ABC didn't want to be progressive, and now that it's, like, quote-unquote cool to be black, and everybody's like, we need to have... Everybody needs to have a black this and black that, and it feels so disingenuous. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess you can make the argument that progress is still progress, whatever the motivation is.
So ABC, is ABC going to get charged with being anti-black? They hired Michael Strahan, so.
That doesn't mean anything. The ABC runs this show, and they've had years to have a Black Bachelor. And now, at this exact moment in time, they make this announcement on Friday.
I wonder what the
something.
Demographics are of people who apply, because they're always short on black people on the shows, I think. They're always underrepresented.
Yeah.
So I wonder, actually, most minorities are underrepresented on
yes.
The Bachelor. So I'm wondering what
when's
the demographics
are. When's there been a
Chinese
guy on The Bachelor?
I can't even think of one.
I can't even think of
one. I've seen
it.
I mean, they have a few Asian women who have been on, but I haven't.
As a matter of fact, when do they have a bald guy on or a short guy?
Never.
Oh, there's some short guys.
There are?
Short, but not bald.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd love to see what their entrance are. Because they do pick from the people who apply. So do just more white people apply? Because let's be honest, there is a certain look for the Bachelor women.
Oh,
was that created by ABC or was that created by the people who apply?
No, Roger. Roger Ailes created the look.
They're not all blonde at all, but they're all definitely the same look, and they all want to be Instagram influencers. They really, I don't think many of them actually go on looking for love. They just all want to sell gummy vitamins for their hair.
Right.
So, I don't know. I just wonder if it's like what their application process actually looks like. We should do it for research.
Yep. All right, I'm going to change the mood here, ladies. There's a driver on the circuit who has debuted a new car for the Daytona or whatever, all of that. This is a NASCAR car, which is peppered with the slogan, Blue Lives Matter. Driver is Kyle Weatherman, who apparently Bubba Wallace is a black driver. I think he's the only one. Isn't he in NASCAR? Speaking about why there aren't more blacks. Why aren't there more blacks driving a NASCAR? Is it the same thing? I mean, I don't really give a damn about the Blue Lives Matter thing. It seems kind of
I think it's hard to say because there are sports that are dominated by certain races more than others. And
football.
I don't
basketball.
Know that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's a racist thing. Maybe it's just something that people don't go into.
Okay.
Driving a race
so then
car
what
is
you bring up a good point. Just to play the devil's advocate here for a second. Why aren't there? They used to, when I was a kid growing up, mostly white players. I remember Bill Russell played for the Celtics, and then there were more, but he was the first really well-known one that I can remember. And then, you know, the same in baseball, same. So was it because all the people that owned the teams at the time were racist and they didn't bring, remember what happened when Jackie Robinson went into baseball and that stir, the first black guy that played professional baseball? Why the hell was there such a big stir?
They were forced to only play in the Negro leagues.
Right.
So yeah. To answer your question, yeah, there were a lot of professional sports teams owners who were racist, who didn't want to have any type. They wanted
Yaki, who owned the Red Sox, complete racist. He wouldn't let them, even when there were blacks around, he wouldn't let them hire blacks to play for the Red Sox. So, but I want to know, though, at this point, has it gone too far? Are there not as many qualified white people to play football as there are black people? And are we looking at
it's
this
exactly
as
the same.
Quota stuff?
Why not just take the best of the best?
Yeah.
You know, I'm so
doing.
Sick of like, yeah, it's like you take, if they're black and great, if they're white and great, if they're purple and great, bring them in. I don't know that the sports world is as racist as we think it is. I mean, maybe the fans and organizations, but if you look at it, teams want to win. And that's
right.
How they make money. So they're looking for the best of the best. That's
true. Are you
want
to really hear
about.
Cynical? You want me
well,
to
it's
really
true whether
cynical?
You're talking about NASCAR, baseball, or basketball.
Yeah.
Or football.
I'm going to be cynical here for a minute. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
That all of the discussion that we have about helmets, brain injuries, things that happen to people, especially who play football, is it or could it possibly be on the minds of the owners who know what the ramifications are of being hit as many times as football players get hit, to have it be more black players because they don't care as much about black players as they
Here's
do white
the thing.
Players.
Everybody is a pawn to people who own sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're – whoever is going to make money
Your number.
Is going to be put out there. I mean, if you want to talk about people being pawns, they are in sports, but I don't think it's based on their skin color. It's based on how much revenue they can generate.
Yep.
And how good
Look,
of a player
they ditched
they are.
Tom Brady from the
yeah.
Patriots. So if you want to talk about, you know, is it systemic racism in football? Well, I don't know. Tom Brady had to go to Florida, so I don't know that you could really make that argument.
Well, it just then money rules. Period. End of story. That's pretty much what we're saying here, I think, right? Under the circumstances and I guess it's understandable in a manner. I don't know. It does. I was expecting you to object more than you did to my philosophy,
argument.
to my equation. What'd you say, Jen?
I said congratulations on trying to make a horrendous argument, though, that someone would be that racist that they would only want black players so that they would get head injuries.
Okay.
I mean, that's like, I don't even know how you even came up with that one.
Are you kidding? How long have you been
with
me?
Yeah, how did you come up with that?
I don't know. That's really messed up.
Blame your head injury and move on, Doug.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, that could be our clip of the day. Every day we have a clip of the day at djvshow.com. Face coverings and the norm of wearing face coverings. One company designed one for athletes. We talk about it on the clip of the day that's currently posted at the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. And you can also listen to the program every day. The whole program is broadcast or is available for downloading all day, every day. The entire DJV Show and our clip of the day at djvshow.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of items from the COVID department. Florida says there's a two-day spike in cases, 2,000 new cases. Is that because everybody's going to the beach? I suppose that's probably part of it, right? Bars, movie theaters, beaches, everything's reopened.
The Minnesota rally seems to, the protesting in Minnesota, by the way, only like a 1% infection rate, I think. After everybody's mm-hmm. been tested so far, I read a story on CNN about it the other day.
Really? And then New York State Governor Cuomo says they've gotten 25,000 complaints about businesses violating the reopening plan. What are they doing? Are they not wearing,
social distancing? St. Mark's Place, which is down on the Lower East Side, it looked like Mardi Gras. It looked like Bourbon mm-hmm. Street. It was a mess.
Come on, people. Use
no one wearing a mask, listening to music,
sense,
drinking.
Please, yep. Common sense. 10 before the hour.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us to go through some more information. In this case, this pertains to how you're taking care of yourself. This is advice that I have actually given Jack, because I know you have taught me this over the years, but I don't think we've actually ever talked about it on the air as directly as you would like to. That is the focus on zinc,
yes,
which is basically the main ingredient in the Z-Pack, isn't it? Isn't that why
yes,
they call
it? Yes,
the Z-Pack, because it's zinc, and how it is an effective treatment, or is it a preventative? Which is it, or is it both?
Well, there's certain systems inside the body that cannot function without certain minerals. And your immune system needs zinc. It needs zinc and it needs calcium, two very important minerals. And we know that zinc, the presence of zinc, activates over 300 enzymes inside the body, several of which are involved with the immune system. So when we find people who are perpetually suffering from infectious diseases, usually they're showing a zinc deficiency. So that's why it got an awful lot of press here the last few months. But remember, zinc is very, very cheap. And medicine can't make money. The medical industry cannot make money off of promoting zinc.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Isn't it true that many of the drugs, or so-called drugs that are on the marketplace, are just reworked natural elements that are in supplements, but they figure out how to take things like zinc and put it in the Z-Cam or Z-Pack or whatever.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. You can't patent stuff that's in nature. But if you can find a way around it to create a chemical compound that tries to mimic what nature does, then, of course, you can patent that for the next 17 years and make a lot of money off of it.
Right.
But it comes at a cost. It comes at a cost because the chemical compound that you put together that brings in a little piece of Mother Nature has terrible side effects. So at one point, you know, yes, we're going to copy what Mother Nature did because all these hill people and the forest people and all these kinds of things found out cures for pneumonia, found out cures for tuberculosis, found out cures for cancer hundreds of years ago. But you can't do what they're doing because it comes right out of the earth. So you have to create a new business around it, and then, of course, you can patent that.
So what might be a good example of that, of one drug that has come, as we're suggesting here, from
Willow bark. Willow bark, for one thing. When, you know, when the settlers came here to America, or the pilgrims or whatever else, and they found out the American Indian was using white willow bark for pain. Mm-hmm. Well, that became the basis that Bayer used about 100 years ago to create aspirin.
Aspirin.
So
yeah.
That they could come
up
with a chemical.
I got a question for you, though.
Okay.
Who is the first person that looked at a piece of bark and decided to chew on it and have the impact of it relieving aches and pains?
Adam.
I suppose that. Adam, okay.
Yes, Adam. Adam, when Eve said
don't
to
you,
him,
hey, no, seriously.
Don't you think there's things you should be doing? And that's when he finally picked
up a piece
of bark.
But don't you, under any circumstance, you see, who was it that first discovered that? Like, I always thought of that. Who was it that saw weed on the ground and picked it up and decided to light it on fire and smoke it? Who was,
yes.
I mean, think about it for a minute. What in the world, why would you do that? Well, it's craziness.
Well, all of the indigenous peoples on the planet, you know, from here, all over the place, from here, regardless of which continent you're looking at, except maybe Antarctica, but all these other continents, they all found tricks and cures and whatever else from what Mother Nature had to supply over the thousands and thousands of years that we've been here.
All right. Here's no trickery involved in losing weight. TopLoss.com is the place to go. That's the site for Calitrin. Find out from A to Z why the science proves that this is the best way to lose weight, the natural way, no drugs, no form. I mean, there's page after page. It's kind of good reading. Interesting. Focus on the success rate, how it works. You'll love it because it'll work. Stick with it, though, for about 6 months. You now have a BOGO deal going on, so you buy 3 months at the regular price, get three free using the DJV code. Plus, you shave. Good, Doug. You save the price off for shipping. No cost for shipping. Go to DJVshow.com. No, that's the wrong one. Whenever I do these, I have to remember where it is and how I'm sending people to this, that, or the other thing. You go to TopLoss.com. You see the stories that are there about how Calitrin has become the number one choice for healthy weight loss. You look at the story, you know, first of all, you got to admit to yourself, you need help. This is safe, something you can use for everybody in the family. You need help losing weight. Yep. Okay. So this is the way to get the help by going to toploss.com, use the code DJV, no shipping charge. Buy three, get three free. It's the BOGO deal. Anything over three can be duplicated. That's the way to get on the program is stick with it. Lose that weight. Go to toploss.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.